Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 6th, 2022. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the opening of schools for the third and final term. Students returned to class yesterday, with some schools turning away those that have not paid boarding fees, especially. To make matters worse, the learning institutions are also demanding the bulk of the fees in U.S. dollars. Teachers' unions are warning many children may drop out of school as parents struggle with the enduring economic challenges. While government policy says schools cannot prevent learners for non-payment of tuition fees, schools argue they can block those that have not paid boarding fees. As many parents worry about the future of their children tonight, Primary Education spokesperson Tonga Nandoro says parents having challenges must approach school authorities to make payment plans. The question we are asking, therefore, tonight is, have you paid Caesar what belongs to Caesar? Lee Chonanjani Zulugandaba, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngokuvulwa kwezikolo okuza ngesikhathi abazali abaningi bekhala ngemali yama-school fees. Ekuvulweni kwazo izolo ezinye izikolo zibikwa zixotshe abantwana abangakabhatali ikakhulu i-boarding fees zisithi abazele mali. Isikolo eziningi zibikwa zihlawulisa ingxenye enkulu yedola lemelika kuthi encane nje iyo ezithi ingahlawulwa ngemali yaseZimbabwe. Umbuzo omkhulu esibuza namuhla, ikakhulu yini bazali ngothi selenelisile na ukuhlawulela abantwana besikolo. Kwazwayi vatereri beStudio 7 na nasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro nezuro. Zvimwe zvikoro zvinonzi zviri kudzinga vana vasati vabhadharirwa mari dzedzidzo, zvikuru sei vadzidzi vekuzvikoro zveboarding. Kunyange hazvo hurumende ichiti hapana mwana anofanirwa kudzingwa kuchikoro nenyaya yekusabhadhara, zvikoro zvekumaboarding zvinoti zvine kodzero yekudzinga vadzidzi vasina kubhadhara mari dzekugara kumaboarding facilities. Zvikoro zvakawanda zvinonzi zviri kuda kuti vabereki vabhadhare chikamu chikuru chefees nemadhora ekuAmerica. Masangano evarairidzi anoti nyaya yemaschool fees iyi inogona kuita kuti vadzidzi vakawanda vataze kuenderera mberi nezvidzidzo zvavo. That's what we are talking about this night on your program, The Connection. Joining us tonight, that's our first guest, is Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. Zibusiso, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
I see a pillar. See, let them be a pillar. Labo abalaleli. When you say ipimbo, kancane ukubana sezwane kanti labalaleli labo ibakuzwe. Let's dive in, Zibusiso. Schools opened yesterday, and we understand that many of them are sending kids back home, saying that they must, you know, money up front. What's your take on this?
I think this is a huge challenge
kubantwana nasebazalini ekutheni iaccess to education isifuna iright yabo isithethe ilungelo labo selithethe kumbe ngathi selinyindezeliwe ngoba sokuthiwe imali phambili. Sikhangele umkhonono welizwe isimo somnotho xa kuthiwa imali phambili emuva abantu abayiholi ngemali le engama-US. So kusuka kube nzima baba ukuthi abantwana bexotshwe ezikolo ngokufuleka ukubhadala i-school fees. Njalo nxa bexotshwa yitheni yokugcina le ezifundweni zabo ekutho ukuthi kokona abanye bakhangelela ukuthi bahlale bebhala ama-exams abo njengoba kungu-term 3. Khona lokhu kuzabaphambanisa kakhulu ukuthi kulifize ngoba kuzathatha isikhathi abanye ukuthi imali beze beyitholi. Ngiyakhumbula ukuthi abanye bayahlala nabo-2 weeks umuntu engayanga esikole because ini isiza kayi-raisana. So that's a very huge challenge and I think it's going to affect even the performance yabantwana at school with the writing classes.
Siyabonga ma Moyo Sibusiso Moyo, deputy coordinator weLupane Youth Development Trust. Please do stay on the line as we welcome our second guest. That's Mr. Obed Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, ATUZ. Mr. Masaraure, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, friends. Thank you so much for having us
here. Thank you so much. Give us an overview of the situation in schools, Mr. Masaraure. Given reports that schools are turning away students who have not paid school fees, what's the situation like as of today?
Yeah, it is very unfortunate that the responsibility to fund basic education is on the shoulders of the government of the day, and yet the government always reneged on that particular responsibility. We have learners who are not supposed to be in school, who can pay, but the government is supposed to pay for everyone and anyone. But unfortunately, because of government policy, when they claim that they will take care of the vulnerable through a BEAM scheme, unfortunately, the BEAM scheme was supposed to take care of the vulnerable, but every learner in Zimbabwe is now vulnerable. Looking at the poverty levels in Zimbabwe, everyone is living in deep poverty and they deserve government support. So what we have witnessed is some learners are so scared to be at the school because they know that if they don't bring the money, they'll be chased away. So when the opening day, we were so shocked to get statistics that were as low as 1%, 2%, 3%. We ended up with an average of 7% for rural schools of learners coming to school. Why? Because they knew their parents were not prepared to pay. Today, we got further news that even those schools that would normally attract learners who are from middle class families are failing to be in school. But in school, for example, yes, the learner who is the child of a teacher, a nurse, a police officer, they are trying their best to get the best education for them. They can't be in those schools because the government is not paying their own workers. So at the end of the day, we now have a scenario where the schools are deserted. Government will insist that people, no one should be chased away from school, but the schools don't take any of that. Once they promise to pay, is that enough? The schools need learning material. They need teaching material. We've been speaking to school masters. We've been speaking to principals of some schools. They are concerned that the biggest letdown at the moment is the lack of teaching and learning materials in the school. So at the end of the day, I'll confirm to you internally that learners are failing to make it to the classroom. The policy, the instruction, the trades are not enough. What schools need right now is the financial support to get the learning and the teaching materials. It's very unfortunate that in schools, even in urban schools, where learners now are milling around the schools, we've received these reports where learners were supposed to be in class are now in beer wars. We've received the reports where learners were supposed to be in school are now taking to house parties. Yes, they can't access the school community. Their parents cannot pay. So they are now being lured by some people to be part of some house parties. It is very unfortunate. So it is a
ndimbo pindira ipapo wamasara uri iko imimi sesangano revarairidzi vekumaruva mungati zvinhu zvakamira sei kumaruva vari kudzingwawo here vana uko
no ndigaitenge nekuti artist haimiri kumaruva chete inomirira nyika yese ndo zvatakawirirana kubva patakabva kuconference ya 2020 asi kana mudaudzwa zvekumaruva ndakaiti kutsanangurire ndichiti kumuruwa vana vacho havachatodi kuenda kuchikoro havatobviri vadzingwa because vanogara varega kuuya zvinoita kuti vagare varega kuuya ndechekuti kune nyaya yeone yatakabva kumasanend wes yekuti vana vemagrade 7 vanonzi kunonzwa continuous assessment activities anonzi makalakala vabereki vakungwasiya kuti anonzi makala vana havakutoya kuchikoro vegrade 7 80% haina kudzachadzirwe kuchikoro kuti makala haite vachatere kuchikoro choenda kune zvimwe zvikoro kuvanhu vakawanda vazati panonzi sdc chairperson akudzinga vana zichadzingwa vana havachaende asi vana vari kuenda vamwe vanenge vashingirira vanotsike nechikoro vari kungodzingwawo saka kumaruwa hongo zviri kuwanikwa saka attendance yekumaschools yekumaruwa nenyaya yepovhati kuti yakawandira kumaruwa vana vachinge vatadza kuenda chiri kunyanyanisa ndechekuti zvino varairidzi vacho vekumaruwa vanotadza kunge vari muclassroom kuti vadzidzisewo vana ava vashoma vanenge vauya vari kusvika kusamurairidzi mangwana havachadzoke nekuti vanoziva kuti kuchikoro ndeve kunotamba hakuna chiri kuitwa kuchikoro kwedu saka kumaruwa kune dambudziko rakatokurisa rekuti kwazi mwana atadza kuuya murairidzi atadza kuuya saka changoro dongo ezvinonzi panzi pane chikoro asi hakuna chiri kuitwa chinobatika
aha aiwa tinotenda vamasarauri please do stay on the line avasanda kusixhuma vachangotibata inoiyi nepfenyuro yestudio 7 emusakazo westudio 7 njalo sisakaza siseamerica evoice of america lamhlanje udaba esingalo ngolokuvulwa kwesikolo sizwa kuthiwa baxotshiwe abantwana abaningi izolo lanamhla kuthiwa imali phambili xa ungabhatalanga ifees ikakhulu i-boarding fees hayi uyabuyiselwa umntwana esikolo kuthiwa hayi hambe etshela abazali ukuthi imali phambili sizalipha ithuba linabalaleli njengabazali ukuthi hayi lani lethule imbono yenu lisitele ukuthi lihlawulile yini ama-school fees kumbe kuhamba njani sibuyele kuzibusiso moyo our other guest mamoyo abantu abaningi yebo bakhala ngefees kodwa abezikolo bathi labo ukuthi bakhona ukuthenga okudingakalayo izikolo zivulwe abantwana kumele bahlawule uhulumende ngakolunye uhlangothi uthi yebo uyakunanzelela ukubana umumo unzima kodwa uthi akula mntwana omele axotshwe esikolo ngakho uthi abazali labezikolo kabakhulumisane ngokuzwa kwakho njengesakhamuza msho bakhona osubazwile asebexotshelwa abantwana mhlawumbi abanye asebehambile ezikolo bayazama ukukhulumisana labaphathi kuyasebenza yini lokho
ekukhulumisaneni lapha uthole ukuthi ezikolo basuka bethi hhayi thina nxa ungela mali akulanto esingakhulumisana ngayo so without proper policies or even an aid i-government eyifakayo ukuthi hhayi thina sizancedisa izikolo ngalokho kumbe thina sizathi abantwana sizabancedisa ngalokho akulaluti ngoba nabo kuyaphilisa as schools ngoba kuyafunakala imaterial yokufunda kuyafunakala if imali ingekho kuninzi ukuthi kokhona ukufundiswa kwakhona akukho so that's why ababalisi begcina bedimandi ukuthi thina asikhulumisani nomuntu esifuna ukuyimali phambili. So indaba yokukhulumisana isuka ingaseveni ngoba both parties umzali lesikole basuka bengawelelani ekutheneni bathi thina sifuna ukuthi sithole imali ukuze sifundise abantwana. Angithi ngapho umzali uthi hayi mina imali angilayo. Angithi imali angilayo kumbe okwakhatheki kumbe imali ngizayithola nini. Kodwana uthole ukuthi isikole angeke simlalele ngoba sona it's fair to make even imali and also buy those materials that are needed. So mina ngicabanga ukuthi uhulumende ekutheni kukhulunyiswane lapha laye ule role yakhe ayidlalayo. Remember, there's been an issue of free education. I don't know which for how long. I think that's where the government now comes in to bridge this gap between the parent and the child, you know, to make education accessible. Because now education is such exorbitant. But I'm going to go to school. They end up not going to school. They're not at school fees. They're not at school. And that takes us to a lot of challenges among the youth, you know, in behaviors. I want to be clear that we are continuing to do this thing, just because it started in a bit, we will need to come up with school. So I think what could mean has to come up with some strategy to go to school for them to do the function of school. Come up with the message at the same time, abazali that because we cannot expect to have abazali to fork out inkalakatha zezimali and abangelazo and futhi abangakwazi ukuthi bazazireza njani. So I think that has to be taken into consideration uhulumende nxa sibili ele sithi ngele siqiniseko sokuthi i-education ibe accessible and ibe free kulizwe lezimbabwe ebantwaneni bezimbabwe.
Izikolo eziningi mamoyo sizwa kuthiwa ekufizi khonapho zithi mhlawumbe imali enengi ingxenye enkulu mpela enxa zithi 70%, 80% or 90% kumele ihlawulwe nge US dollar, then enye le ingxenye encane yiyo emele ihlawulwe ngezim dollar. Kodwa njengabazali liyakhala lithi hayi vela kusebenzi kungenziwani pho khona?
Akusebenzi kwamanye kuba i-US dollar leli litholwa ngubani kahle kahle, ngoba angithi thina siziholela yena le imali yalapha. Nxa isikolo sesizafuna i-80% wamadola emeliwa kusuka kungabi kuhle and futhi kuze kusikhathi esikhathi ukuze ifizi yangikhona ibhadala, ngoba ekuzameni ukuthi uhlanganise imali yena leyo e-school fees ukususa emalini yalapha uyisa kwele Melika kuthatha yimali enkulu kakhulu. So kuba nzima sibili ebazalini ukuthi kokona ifizi ibhadale nge-US dollar leli thina esingaliholiwe yale singaligwanisiwe. Kanti kunani ukuthi asibhadale nini ngemali yona leyo esinja esiyitholayo. Kusuka kungathi kuba unfair sibili nxa sesiqothelana sithi 80% nge-US dollar elivele ngaphi kahle kahle. So I think there has to be a little ngoba i-economy yethu sibili siyabona ukuthi hey iguqa phansi ngamadoda. So i-school fees nase sichajwa ngamadola. It means abazahamba esikoleni laba balawa ama-US dollar, laba abangelawo it means ukuthi bona bazahlala phansi. I-education abasayisingeleli ngenxa yokuthi abalawo amadola lawa yini.
Siyabonga mamoyo, qhubeka usecingweni. And Mr. Masaraure Zwela, please do stay on the line as we take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Sanitizer, never take a day, I find that. Jeans are my
For those that have just joined us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, as well as VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our guest, Mr. Masara Ure. We know kuti murugaramu chichema nenyaya dzema salaries. Zvinhu zvakamira sei pari zvino? Pane vari kuramwa mabasa here kana kuti vari kuronga kuramwa mabasa?
Ukutoitika nechekuti vanhu vakarongerwa kuti havachakwanisi kuuya kubasa naemployer wavo. Saka varairi zvese isu takatombozama tikati kana makwanisi aendai kubasa asi vazhinji vakatadza kukwanisa. Takakatamara tichiona kuti only 10% ndo vakakwanisa kuenda kumabasa. So taitira kuti vanokwanisa endai taikuratidza hurumende kuti pamuri patoti we are incapacitated. Azvireve kuti tikukurudzira kuti matichaende kubasa. Zviri kungoreva kuti vanhu havachakwanisi kuuya kubasa. Zvaonekwa pakavhurwa zvikoro kuti varaini dzekubarwa kunyanya vakatotadza kuenda kubasa. Vanhu vaikwanisa kuenda tanovapa kudziro vanhu vanenge vachitogarako. Anongomuka akakazvibhedhlera ofamba netsoka vasvika pabasa kuti ndauya. Vaida kudzi vafambe vatravhele vabve kune dzimwe nzvimbo vakwira muchovha nezvinhu vakakundikana. Ndopatakatanga kuti hurumende chitipaiwo kushe ye-$200 zvayo kuna tisha umwe neumwe zvake kuti akwanise kuenda kubasa tichimirira payday remuna September rekuti kana rakwana tinenge tane muripo unokwana sezvo hurumende yakavimbisa kuti tagadzirisa nyaya yemuhoro wedu muna September chifukwa kuti kugadzirisa kwacho kutipa pre-October 2018 yasvika mari report. Zvinoramba tichikurudzirwa nevanhu kunzi transport haichaiti vatarisa cost of living mapuraizi akwira nezinokusvika aiyewa atidi kuonesera hurumende yedu transport iyoyo vakambotipa iyoyo yotsvinyingidza kuti ikwane. Saka tokuti vanhu havacha kuenda kubasa pakuvhura nekukundikana asi vazhinji vari kushingirira kuti devanga vari pabasa asi kana muna September makwana vakatadza kutipa chero 5 zvayo shoma iyoyo ichizakwani chikichero tikakungoonawo commitment yehurumende kwete tinoda mari vakatipa 5:40 tinoziva ticharamba tine chikwereti ichishota nekuti munhu aitambira 5:40 muna 2018 akufanira kunge akutambira 970 or 980 zvitarisa kukwira kwoita mapuraizi
ezvinhu
tikuti hatichina kuedzera imwe. Saka vakazokundikana muna September kutipa mari iyi vaza kwacho tichaendere tiitaiva tichine hurumende isina hanya.
Thank you. I'm sorry we have to leave it there, Vamasara Ure. We are out of time. Regai timbopa vatereri mukana nekuti nguva dzafamba, but thank you so very much. Vaobeta Masara Ure ndivo mutungamiri wesangano reAtuza. And as we reach out to our listeners, mpenduke kuwema moyo ngamafitshane kuino ngakuta ongathanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende.
Mina ngithanda ukuxwayisa uhulumende ukuthi indaba e-free education kudala siyilindele babancane. Maybe it's that time ukuthi bethi review kumbe whatever policies they need to review so that i-education ibe accessible ingabi so expensive ukuthi khona abafundayo ngabale mali abangela mali abasafunda. So I think they need to look into education and invest into education system yethu kwenzela ukuthi sikhulise isizwe yethu abantu abatsha abalekusasa. Ngiyabonga.
Maybe one more last question. Njengoba kulaba balayo, I think in a month's time, or grade 7, or form 4, or form 6. Ubona bekhona yini mhlawumbe ukuxotshwa kwabantwana lokhu? Ubona kubaphazamisa yini mhlawumbe
bekhona behluleka ukubhala imhloliso yabo yokuphela komnyaka?
Ngibona bekhona sibizi abazayihluleka ngabanye ngoba uyamuzi umuntu esithi angitholanga imali yokubhala, especially emakhaya ngapha ngemali lezo ezifunakayo, i-school fees ngapha lezo kubhala nama-deadline lani. Kuba nzima and ngibabona bekhona abazayihluleka ukubhala ngenxa yemali befunakanayo. And indaba yokuxothwa kwabantwana esikolo sibizi izabaphambanisa njengoba ngingathi laphana esiqalisweni ukuthi khona mentali vele umntwana ngithi uhambe esikole sithi uyafunda. Xa esefike sixothwa imali abazali ukuze beyitholi futhi bazayithola accessing isikhathi, useluzile vele khona phana on isikhathi lama-lessons akhe. So I think kuzabaphambanisa abantwana ekufundeni kwabo, especially these writing classes. This is the time ukuthi they are focused, they are in class, they are preparing for their exams. But instead, they are dealing with ukuthi i-school fees. And futhi njalo baba emakhaya lapho kusanzima, i-cost of living isanzima. Uthole ukuthi abantwana they are just struggling very first with ukudla kwendlini, you know. So kusuka kubo-school fees kusuka kube nzima kakhulu. And njalo I think yinto ezaba-affecta in terms of i-performance yabo nxa besithi bahlalele imihloliso yabo yokugcina.
Uko pane imwe nyaya yekuti vanasikana vakawanda vari kudropa out of school nenyaya yekuti vanenge vabata pamuviri. This has been a problem since I don't know when, but it seems it's increasing. What's your take on that?
Ukuthi abantwana bayaphuma esikolo ngenxa yokuthi sebezithwele babo. I think isuka endabeni yokuthi khona i-school, isuka endabeni ye-school fees ukuthi kungathiwa hayi imali kasisebayo kahlale phansi. The next thing umntwana uyenzayo, you know, sesuka khona lapho kasela nto yokuyenza because an idle mind is very dangerous. Umntwana ukuze agcinakale kumele besesikolo efundise and change that behavior. But uma engasekho esikolo at the age of 15, at the age of 16, you know, they are just people abaphandle lapha who are waiting to cry on this kid. And xa engasesekho esikolo ungumntwana osengozini kakhulu. And ama-pregnancies, ama-teenage pregnancies, they are yet to rise if we continue like this. I-education system yethu nxayini, especially laba abangathi basemakhaya abangela lwazi njalo abama-marginalized and lapho kule-poverty khona, because ungakuthiwa hhayi uswele imali yokubhala, you know, i-next thing sesiba ngumfazi womuntu, you know, seyenda at that age. And it's so sad, it's very unfortunate ukuthi we have u-girl child who is a tragic ngesikhathi esinje.
Hayi, siyabonga mamoyo, Zibusiso Moyo, ungadinwa lakusasa.
Siyabonga.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of our show. A big thanks to our guest, that's Zibusiso Moyo, Deputy Coordinator of Lupane Youth Development Trust. You also heard from Mr. Obet Masaraure, leader of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, or ATUZ. A big thank you also to our guests and, of course, you, the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune in again on Live Talk The Connection next week. But remember, our regular radio shows are on 7 days a week. I am Tungamili Nkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.